Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First, brought to you by our good friends, Dr. Paul Bishop and Dr. Thomas Rapet of the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Des Moines. And we have Dr. Paul Bishop in studio with us today. How are we doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And hope you're doing the same also. Those people who might not be doing well are those folks who are afflicted with bunions. And we're on today's program. We're going to talk about what exactly are bunions and how people get them. So first of all, explain for us, what is a bunion and why is it more than just a bump on the side of that big toe?
Well, a bunion is actually a genetic deformity, and it's not just a growth or a bump on the side of the foot, but actually part of the structure of the foot sort of moves incorrectly, and so you get this big lump by your big toe, but it's actually the long bone called the first metatarsal that moves sort of out of the way and gets away from being parallel with the rest of the bones in the foot. As that happens, the big toe starts to crowd the second toe and move over. People think it may be from shoes or ballet dancing or things like that, but it's sort of precast from birth. Shoes can aggravate it, activities can aggravate it, but they don't cause it.
Okay, all right. So what are the common causes of these bunions, and can wearing certain types of shoes make them even worse?
They'll aggravate them and make them more sore, but unless you've got a shoe that's strong enough to bend human bone, which most people aren't going to put on their foot, The shoes really don't cause it. Mostly it's genetic. So I tell almost every patient that comes in with bunions, the best thing you can do is go get new parents
right.
and get new genetics. And that tends to fix things a little bit better. I think a lot of people want to give their parents up, but
right.
They're mostly aggravated by shoes and activity, but they're not caused by them.
Okay. So again, genetically and again, predisposed before you even know about it happening over there. So what are the common symptoms that are associated with these bunions, and when do they typically occur?
We see them in children as young as 7 or 8 years old.
Really?
Typically, they become a bit more prominent around the age of 12 or 13, especially right. in females. They happen all the way through adulthood, and typically it's something where they're aggravated by a shoe or an activity or a boot that starts to rub as the bunions, because they are progressive, they get bigger as you get older. Mm-hmm. So a smaller bunion you might have at 12 or 13 years old might become a real problem by the time you're 25 or 30. And so as that bone continues to move, you know, during your lifetime, you can start to get arthritic changes, so you can get pain within the joint, you can get pain on the little nerve bundles that run next to the bone where they get rubbed against the shoe. You can sometimes get numbness, you can get burning and tingling, you can get joint pain. A lot of people actually present with pain below the second toe. In some bunions, the big toe joint lifts up too high, so people put a sort of an unbalanced amount of pressure underneath the second toe joint, and it becomes painful. And we'll, as we go through their x-rays with them, we sort of explain, here's why you're getting pain here, is because this bunion sort of moved out so far, it's not handling the weight that it should.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I never knew that. So how are bunions diagnosed? And do you use x-rays or some other sort of technology to determine, you know, where they're at, how big, how small they are?
Mm-hmm. Clinical exam is a big one, where we check the joint, you know, look for arthritic changes, how the joint moves, how it functions, watching someone walk when they stand and move. X-ray is one of the biggest ones because it allows us to see the bony structure inside and determine if it's a deformity that's flexible or stiff, or if there's arthritis involved in the joint, how much the bone has moved, what the angles are that mm-hmm. we talk about, where how much bones are separated or how much they've shifted. So it's a combination of things.
Okay. So what are the available treatment options out there for bunions? How can they alleviate the pain?
Conservatively, I just tell people try to find a shoe that works. It's not always what we want to wear, but kind of what we need to wear. So finding something that's got a wider toe box, and then we can make recommendations. We work with several local shoe stores that help fit patients with different deformities and can find you a shoe that may be, you know, a little bit better suited. Beyond that, you can use padding. You can use, there's all types of straps and gizmos on Amazon and eBay that people use, and they ask if they correct bunions. They really won't correct it, mm-hmm. but holding it in a different position in your shoe sometimes makes it a bit more tolerable.
Right.
Oral anti-inflammatory medications, you know, your Motrins and Tylenols and uh-huh. things. Ice can help, but in the end, because it's a bony deformity, if it gets to it, then a surgical correction can be done.
Okay. And those surgical corrections, let's talk about that. At what point is surgery needed, when it just becomes too painful for the patient?
Typically, I tell people it becomes a daily problem. Mm-hmm. If it's purely for cosmetics, we really sort of frown upon doing bunions just for cosmetic reasons. Mm-hmm. And there may be some reason to narrow the foot down, but really when it becomes a functional problem, that's when you want to fix it. When it interrupts your daily routine, mm-hmm. you don't want to walk and work and exercise and do the things you want. Or if it becomes a health problem, you can't exercise, you can't maintain your weight, can't maintain your blood sugar because of that painful deformity, mm-hmm. then it's probably time to look at getting it fixed.
And of course, you can always contact our good friends at the Foot and Ankle Centers to get more information, especially if you've got bunions going on there. What are some of the best ways to make contact with you folks over there?
They can call any of our offices. Our Yorkville office is where someone's in there almost every day of the week. Same with our office in Morris. Mm-hmm. We're on at several local hospitals where we do the surgical corrections, so they can reach us through there as well.
Sounds good. All right. Dr. Bishop, thank you very much for explaining more about bunions on today's program. We'll see you back next time, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome, man. You've been listening to another edition here of Feet First.